Huge blow. We were so insistent in getting Michael to the club that when he came in, he's been like a breath of fresh air. He's a fantastic person, fantastic player. He's lit up training over the last couple of weeks, and we were really looking forward to him hitting the ground running. But look, this is a setback. It's not a disaster for him. We're at a stage of the season where, you know, he'll have plenty of time to come back and play plenty of matches, and he's such an important aspect of our team that, you know, he's got the right attitude that will get himself back fit. He's not someone we'll have to look over our shoulder. He's extremely unlucky, and I'm gutted for him and his family, but at the same time, I know Michael McGrone will come back a bigger and better player for it.
It was just a sort of freak incident in training.
Completely innocuous. He kicked another player's foot, and, you know, it's extremely unlucky on him, but at the same time, yeah, we're going to have these ups and downs as the season goes along. There's no point worrying about it. It has happened. But, you know, Michael signed a 2-year contract at this club. I would expect him to extend that contract, knowing the player he is and the person he is. So, you know, it's a setback. It's nothing other than a setback, and everybody will move on from it.
And obviously going to Bohemians, they're sitting joint top and having conceded the goal. So it's going to be a tough game, obviously, at Daly Mount.
Huge, really tough game. It's a difficult venue. It's a venue Derry have had incredible success at in the past, but that is the past. We have to go there. We have 19 new players in the group. We've got to go there and express ourselves. We've got to go there and contain the threat that Bohemians have. But we've also got to ask a couple of questions of them as well. And, you know, yes, we'll be down bodies. Yes, we've got a few niggles. Yes, we've got a couple of people out. But at the same time, it's a wonderful place to go and play under the lights in Daly Mount, and the crowd behind the Bulls fan, the Bulls team, and usually a good travelling support from Derry. It's a great thing to do on a Friday night, and, you know, trying to get that across to the players this week is, you know, we're extremely lucky position here. They represent this football club. They go to another football club that's steeped in tradition and have a huge crowd there, willing each other on. They won and get 3 points. It's something we should all look forward to.
Obviously, the Brandywell form has been superb, and you carried that on then down to Cork. You'll obviously want similar now down at Bohemians, just to carry that wee momentum on.
Well, Cork only becomes a good point if we get someone out of this game. You know, people are saying about the last three games, how difficult they were. Well, if you look at the next three games, Bohemians away, Dundalk at home, and St Pat's away, they don't come much harder than that either. So the good thing about this game is that you're playing good teams every week, you know. It's a test every week. We've got to be at our best to get points from everybody in this league. I've said that numerous times. And we'll have to be at our best on Friday night to get something from Bulls, because they are the form side last year. They finished the season off incredibly strong. Very unfortunate they lose the semi-final. The initial semi-final, the controversial penalty, they take it to a replay down in Cork. But, you know, they're a fantastic club, and a club that I have a lot of respect for.